Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, Lord, for this wonderful moment, Lord. Hallelujah. As we come into Thy presence as New Jerusalem Church, the Church of the Living God, Father, destined for the throne before the foundation of the world, before even creation, You had in mind the Church of the Living God, Father, that we should be the heavenly Jerusalem, the bride of Christ. Through Thy grace and mercy and Thy predestination and Thy foreknowledge, and through Thy power and the blood of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, which You poured into Thy church, we thank You that You have made us, Father, bone of Thy bones and flesh of Thy flesh. And as Thy word says, Lord, no man hateth his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church, for we are members of His body and of His flesh and of His bones. Father, we came from Thee. You created us. You breathed into us the breath of life, and You made us a living soul and spirit and body. And now, Father, as the time advances for us to return back to Thee, to the throne of our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and the countless number of angels which cry every second saying, Holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty. Heavenly Father, we await the reunion, the homecoming that will happen when the trumpet sounds and the dead are raised incorruptible and we shall all be changed. Father, we see the world going away from Thee, but we know that Thou, Lord God Almighty, shed Your blood for the entire world, although only a few will accept Thy sacrifice. Father, even as the Magi, the three wise men who followed the star to the manger where Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born, and as only a few followed Thee to the cross and to the grave and to the mount, even so, Father, we are only a handful. But You said, fear not, little flock, for it is Your Father's good pleasure to give You the kingdom. We know that those who want to suppress and obtain the kingdom by force will lose. But those who are predestined as the elect of God, unto Him which called us and has made us unto Him kings and priests, unto God and His Father, to Him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. We come against all the powers of darkness in USA and all over the world, all the demons and the rats that think that they can come against God's will. Bind them by the power of the Holy Spirit. May they lose and be defeated, not by the hand of man, but by the blood of Jesus Christ, the precious blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross of Calvary for the salvation and forgiveness of sins. And we also pray, Lord, among those who oppose Thee, those who try to bring laws against Thy name in USA and all over the world, we pray that if there are chosen among them, that You would open their eyes and You would save them, Father, and bring them into Thy church, heavenly Jerusalem, that they also may be saved. Because, Father, you do not desire the death of the sinner, but You desire the repentance and the transformation of everyone. For Your word says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Yes, Father, we do not have any enemies because You loved everyone. And we pray that all Thy chosen, including those that oppose us, will come into Thy church, will kneel down before the cross, and the rivers of the water of life will flood their soul. That the love of Jesus, the divine love of Jesus, will flood this world and will rise up as the sun and light the nations with Thy love. Yes, Father, this world lacks Thy love. There is a false form of love in this world, Father. The love that does not obey Thy commandments. We pray that the river of the water of life from the throne of God will flood the nations and the Church of the Living God with the true love that only comes from God the Father. that we may all love one another as brothers and sisters, understanding that we all descended from the same parents, Adam and Eve, and today from Jesus Christ, the second Adam, the spiritual Adam, who is the father of us all. Manifest thy power, bless the worship, speak to us and strengthen us. May thy word empower us. For in Jesus Christ's name we pray, Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Father.
Hallelujah.
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 The topic of this Sunday's message is our source is our destination. Our source is our destination. We were created by God. We came from God. And we are going back to God. That is our source. And if we forget where we came from and where we are going, we may get distracted with the opinions of people and with what's happening in our environment. Jesus said, when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is near. Today our lives and the lives of our families and the lives of the Church of the Living God is like the sun. Psalm 19 chapter verse 5 and 6 states, the sun is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven and is circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. As we read Psalm 19 verses 5 and 6, let's focus on that one word, circuit. A circuit is when you draw a circle or an ellipse, but you start from one point and go back to one point. When I start from Houston and drive to South Carolina and then drive back from South Carolina to Houston, I made one circuit. The sun comes up in the morning, sets in the evening, shines in a different place on this planet, and then comes back the next morning. It makes a complete circuit. Our lives are also like the sun. Our lives are also like the Son of God. Jesus Christ came to this earth. He completed the will of God, obtained salvation through his blood and eternal life through his death, and ascended up to heaven. And he said, I came from the Father, from the bosom of the Father, and now I go back to the right hand of God the Father. Even so, we should never forget that our life is also like the life of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Our lives did not originate on this earth. Our lives originated at the throne of God Almighty, God the Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is why the Word of God says in the book of John, first chapter, about us, the children of God, that we were not born of the will of flesh or of the desire of man, but we were born and conceived according to the will of Almighty God. There were millions of possibilities, but God chose us to come from Him into this world. Isaiah 43 says, fear not, O Jacob, I knew you even before you were born. And he says that to prophet Jeremiah also, Fear not, for I have formed you. I have called you. I have foreordained you. I am protecting you, and I will deliver you, and I will transform you. Romans 8 again reflects that verse. Those whom he called, he had already foreordained. Those whom he called, he redeemed. Those whom he called, he transformed. Those whom he transformed, he kept them with him forever. In John chapter 15, Jesus tells the apostles, 12 apostles, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you that you may bear fruit. So we understand that God chose us to be part of the church of the living God, that we may abide in his church and shine the light and do everything to bring the kingdom back to God. Even before God sent us into this world, he promised us victory. For the Bible says, thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto God which always causes us to triumph. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that riseth up against thee in judgment shall thou condemn. We are not only the bride of Christ, we are not only the body of Christ, we are not only the church of the living God, the children of God, the redeemed of God, and the chosen and predestinated, but we are also the army of God. That is reflected in Song of Solomon, the army of God. Someone was looking at the bride in the Song of Solomon, and suddenly, as they observed closely, they saw that the bride was not just a gentle bride, a delicate bride that is married to the bridegroom, but was a powerful, mighty army. In the book of Revelation it says, and I saw him that was faithful and true, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was crowned with many crowns. And he was riding upon a white horse, and out of his mouth goes a flaming sword with two edges, with which he shall smite the nations, and he will smite the Antichrist and the nations of this world, the armies that followed him. And there followed him on white horses the bride of Christ, which is us, the army of God, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. Are we going to be an army only after the rapture? No, we are an army right now too. Joel 2nd chapter says, you who desire the day of the Lord, please be known unto you that a mighty army will come up from the earth. No sword or cannon or missile can kill them, because they are the army of God. Before them a fire will burn, behind them a scorching flame will come out, like a jet when it goes up, like a spaceship when it goes up. And that is the army of God, the church of the living God. The church has always been reckoned as a delicate bride. The real face of the church is about to be revealed to this world. The church is a fiery flame of fire, and that will be known very, very clearly. And the church will restore judgment back to this world. There is a last part of the word that Jesus did not read when his life was on this earth, because that was supposed to be fulfilled by the church. The Bible says, in the last days many shall be purified and made white. The fire that purifieth us, the fire of the Holy Spirit, the fire with which we are baptized, is going to be the same fire that will consume the adversaries of God unless they repent. So there is a fire between the church of the living God, us in the church of the living God, and the world. And if sin tries to enter and pervade into the true church of the living God, New Jerusalem, that sin will be burnt by the ball of fire, even as the sun cannot be contaminated with the impurities that try to reach it. John 15:19, Jesus says, If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. We have been chosen out of this world. We do not belong to the filth of this world. We have been chosen, redeemed. We are in the seventh dimension. We are not in the third dimension of this planet. We are in the seventh dimension. That's why when the demons and the rats and all religions and everybody tries to say they're going to abolish Christianity, they don't understand that this world has been in existence for 6,000 years and Christianity has been in existence for every second in those 6,000 years. And Christianity will rule the world. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, will rule the world.
Amen.
This is not man's opinion. Amen. This is God's opinion. And there is a great voice in heaven right now as the voice of thunder saying, we will rule the world. We have called to be kings and priests. All the empires of this world will be abolished and ground to powder with the rock, the stone, the church of the living God that proceeds out of the mountain, which is Jesus Christ. Even as Eve, when Adam slept, was created to be his wife. Even that mountain, Jesus Christ, when he slept on the cross of Calvary, the same spear that pierced his womb, his ribs, from that location, that little rock, that little stone came out, which is the church of the living God. And that rock will smite the Roman Empire. And they will be ground to powder. That mystery Babylon will fall and bow down and kneel before the church of the living God and Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in the book of Daniel, and I saw the Ancient of Days. And I saw the saints of the Most High. And to the saints of the Most High, the kingdom in the entire universe was given. Today there are people in the USA that are trying to usurp the kingdom. There are people all over the world trying to usurp the kingdom. Don't beat your heads on the rock. The rock will crush you. The rock will grind you to powder. That is not man's word. That is the word of Almighty God. For at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And when all the nations bow down before Jesus Christ, they will understand that those who are seated on the thrones with Jesus Christ are his bride, against the church of the living God, against whom no power or witchcraft or worldly authority will prevail. We will crush our enemies by the power of Almighty God. That includes Lucifer and all his hosts. We are kings and priests. We are sons and daughters of Almighty God. Unto us belong the kingdom. We came from God and we go back to God. And we'll come with God. And we will be forever with God. May God bless these words and strengthen us.